Audioboom sees revenue growth. The latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow. Podcast monetization company Audioboom released its Q1 24 financial results. The figures show an 11% year-on-year growth in revenue, continued EBITDA profit, and revenue per thousand listens of a record $52.17. Well, things have changed. 5 years ago, we reported the company's revenue per thousand listens was just $23. Production tool Alitu now includes magic filters to automatically remove ums, ahs, filler words, and long silences. The company says it's the result of consumer feedback. Equipment manufacturer Rode has launched a number of new products at NAB 2024, which is taking place in Las Vegas currently. The Interview Pro microphone is a handheld wireless microphone with onboard recording. The company also announced an iPhone filming mount and a magnetic microphone holder for iPhone. Jordan Harbinger has jumped back into LinkedIn and has been posting gems like how he advertises his podcast, the benefit of preparation, and rather more. Radio and podcast company Audacy has partnered with synthetic voice company 11 Labs to augment its existing programming and production workflows. In the UK, UniPodFest has been announced at Birmingham City University. The event is on June the 5th. Guests include George the Poet and Trojan Horse Affair host Hamza Syed. Does anyone pay for podcast apps? How many subscribers has podcast app Pocket Casts got? We asked. They told us over 50,000. And fiction podcasts are fundamentally incompatible with most podcast listening apps, writes Evo Terra, highlighting the app functions that fiction podcasts need to work well. We need our apps to work as well for fiction podcasts as they do normal podcasts, he writes. Meanwhile, Will Williams suggests that non-fiction podcasts can learn from what they call the black sheep of podcasting. They write that crossover episodes and promo swaps work very well, along with a wish for all to succeed. Time for some tech stuff, and Podcasting 2.0 now has a logo of its very own, which you'll see beginning to be used across many different places, including our own podcast pages. It's a clear modern logo and includes elements of an ear, the RSS icon, symbols typically used for podcasting and transmission, and is built from the characters 2.0. It's very smart, and you'll find it in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. Andrew Grummet continues to work on his Wherever audio player, which can now find RSS URLs for itself. And Pocketcast 7.61 on Android and iOS now supports super chapters from Podcasting 2.0 and Podlove. And in podcast news, Right Answers Mostly has signed with Ad Large. The show, co-created and hosted by Tess Bellomo and Claire Donald, is the podcast on what you didn't learn about in history class but wanted to, with an unfiltered deep dive into the stories absent from your school textbooks. A special episode of Self Care Club launches today, the 500th episode. The show's with Adelicious. And the weekly Money Clip is brand new from Crosscheck Media and Centerclip and aims to provide a comprehensive and diverse exploration of money-related topics, combining expert insights with individual experiences. It's with the Evergreen Podcast Network. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers. And we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.